If we don't, if we have to remove my vehicle for part, then I will just go cautiously so that I leave enough room to remove and do the movement afterwards. No rush for the answer. A question for future spots today.
Okay, Sophie, thanks for the question. We're looking into it. And hey, just FYI, your volume was fading in and out a little bit. I don't know if it has to do with microphone placage. We think we got it all, but it was right on the edge of not being able to understand you. But we will check into your question.
Okay, that's very interesting. Yeah, I thought I did hold the microphone in front of me, but let me know if this one is better.
Yeah, this transmission is perfect. Thank you.
All right, that was probably me moving too much. And all right, thank you. I'll make a better job next time.
No worries, thanks. Station Houston, on to for Sophie.
Houston, station on to, were you calling for us?
Yes, Chris. Yeah, since you're both doing Cardinal Ops, Sophie had asked about the 10.0 CTB 1544 with foam, whether it was going to stay in its current place. And the answer is yes. It is going to stay there, so just continue to load starboard 6, and if you have any issues, please let us know.
Okay, yeah, copy all. And so we'll leave the foam in that 10.0 CTV, so that 10.0 will go away with Cygnus. Is that a good understanding?
That is a good understanding.
Okay, copy all.
Mission Alicon 2 for step 114.
Go ahead for 114.
Just a quick question. Do you confirm that I disconnected QD Alpha without turning off any of the fan or anything?
Thanks for checking, but that is correct. You can disconnect without turning off the fans.
Okay, great. Thanks. Then airlock 2, first step 117. Biosat filter serial number 1010 is attached to the scrubber on EMU 3003, the Aston.
Good number for 3003.
Okay, and I will start working on this one, and then after I'll do the other one. So expect the call for the other one not now, until I'm done with the 15 seconds.
Copy, that works.
So now I'm on 2.
Good, Sophie.
I said filter serial number 1006 is connected to QD Alpha EMU scrubber for the forward EMU 3015.
Also a good number. You go to continue.
Thank you. Welcome to step 130 to our timer started, and GMT recorded is 1241.
Copy. Thanks, Sophie. We'll see you in 20 minutes at AOS.
Copy. I'll see you. Houston Station Sophie in 2.
Go ahead, Auntie Sophie.
Yeah, just wanted to confirm with you the previous procedure was completed, and the previous captain said, see you at the other side of the yellow at AOS. So on my side, all of these steps that I was supposed to do were done, and the only remaining steps of the procedure were for you starting step 133. Just wanted to confirm that you have the same understanding.
Yes, Sophie, you are correct. That is the correct understanding. I think we're just happy to hear your voice again after 20 minutes.
You're seeing me. You know what? Me too. That's great.
Welcome, Captain. Again, good luck for it.
Да, Сереж, отвечаем ГСГ-2. Слышу тебя громко, четко. Как слышишь меня?
Слышу громко, четко. Режим трансляции включен. Единственное, я вот на виртуальном инпу сейчас смотрю. У меня шумоподавление у КВ-1 и шумоподавление у КВ-2 не включено.
Принято. Шумоподавление у КВ-1, у КВ-2 не включено. Сейчас дай нам немножко времени.
Принято.
Итак. вашем КС ЦУПу Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Сергея.
Отвечаю вам, Петро.
Сереж, ну вот у нас по телеметрии шумоподавление включено. УКВ-1, УКВ-2.
УКВ-1, УКВ-2. Принято. Ну, я вот проверил, посмотрел на виртуальном инпу, на компьютере РС-1, на инпу 1 я не включал.
Принято. Сейчас я еще уточню пару моментов. Пока что, как говорится, будь на связи.
Цепов КПС, канале СГ-2.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Миш, я тогда перехожу в СА и связь назад подвести.
Да, принято, можешь переходить. Сейчас в данный момент в СГ-2 и слышу четко и достаточно громко.
Принято, да. 2, слышу тебя через ретрансляцию в канале УКВ в корабле.
Принято.
Ну, если что, готов к работе, ожидаю вызова.
А да, Сереж, сейчас как раз проводим необходимые действия. Ожидай, пожалуйста. Экипаж МКС в канале УКВ по проверке телефона и КТС.
Принимаю громко, четко, как меня?
Да, тоже слышим все хорошо. Единственный момент, что сейчас опять, если у нас... будет пропадание со связи в КИС, то, возможно, сеанс должен быть подъем. Пока перспективы не очень радужные. Пока ждем. Экипаж МКС в канале УКВ по проверке телефона и КТС.
Отвечаю, УКВ.
Сергей, к сожалению, у нас продолжается проблема по наземной части. Поэтому мы тебя отпускаем, выполняй по радиограмме пункт 2.5 и по форме 24 возвращай связь в штатную конфигурацию.
Принято, выполняй пункт 2.5 и далее после этого возвращай связь в штатную конфигурацию.
Да, верно.
Hey, Chris, that sounds like a great plan. You are go to make that change.
Station Sofian 2 for get ahead question for my later activity EVA airlock deconfig.
Go ahead on to you, Sophie.
The question for this procedure 1.350. At one point, so let me check. It's at 23. It says check Metax simulator installed. So I guess it's a check and challenge, meaning that I will have to go, because right now we have Medux canisters 1031 and 1032 installed, and so I just go ahead in this step and change to the Medux simulators. Can you confirm my understanding? And just to clarify, I'm asking this question right now, not to do it right now, but I'm expecting that when I will be performing this, we will have an LOS, so I just wanted to have the answer now.
Hey, Sophie, we appreciate you looking ahead. You will actually put that simulator in place in the previous activity, in the loops for deconfig. So you should be good to proceed in 23. You should be in a good config by then.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, it all makes sense then, and appreciate your interest. Thanks. Listen, thank you for timer's verification for ionization.
We're with you on two, Sophie, and you have a go.
There you go, on step 136, and pressing on.
Houston, station on 2 for stowage.
With you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, we had a question about some of the items that were stowed in Cygnus. So last Friday, there were some tasks on stow track. Looks like it was in step 164.02 and also 164.02 and 163.02, where we were supposed to empty water resupply tanks from their foam and then trash the foam. And last Friday, we'd asked if we could fill these foams with dry trash and put them back in Cygnus in the same spot. And we did that. But I guess now we're supposed to put other stuff in the spaces that those are in. And so we just wanted to know how to proceed, what we should move, where.
Good question. We are checking. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Cargo Ops.
Chris on 2.
Yeah, we're going to need about 10 minutes or so to try and get a good answer for you here. So do with that time as you see fit.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting started on our beam gather. I think it probably makes sense for us to just keep pushing with the stow track as is and putting the things that need to go in those like aft 4 and forward 4 slots as indicated. But then we're going to have essentially 3 4.0 CTV sized pieces of foam that we need to figure out where to disposition, I think is probably what makes the most sense.
Yeah, that intuition I think makes sense to us as well. We can sync back up here when we have an answer and sort of talk about our final config for the day, but concur with pushing on.
Sounds good. Works for us.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Chris and Cargo Ops.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2. This is about the water resupply tanks and Cygnus. We will take those words.
Okay, thanks, Jack. I got you for about 3 minutes until a 10-minute LOS. So what we want to do first is confirm our aft 4 and port 4 configs. So we expect one cushion in port 4 and two in aft 4. If this is the case, we should have the space to close out 176 in your stow note. So first we want to confirm with you guys. That is the correct config. And one correction there, it's one cushion in aft 4, two in port 4. I had those swapped.
Okay, currently all three cushions, 42, 43, and 44, have been removed from their temp stow spots in Cygnus, and they're just kind of floating in Cygnus corridor right now to make room for step 174. I think the note from the other day said they were in port 4, and actually they were in forward 4. I think that might be part of it. I think that might be part of the confusion.
Okay, copy forward 4 confusion. Can you fit one in aft 4 still?
So in aft 4, we put in that 4.0 in steps 176 and 177. We put in that 4.0 trash bag and that 4IS kit, and then some miscellaneous dry trash, so that section is all the way filled up.
Okay, we copy all. We can keep everything temp stowed as you've described, and we will work locations for everything else. Thanks for that status.
Okay, so we're going to keep the water reservoir foam tanks that are filled with trash. Serial numbers 42, 43, 44, temp stowed in the corridor, and then we're going to do the rest of the corridor temp stow that are in steps. The 190 spec here. And we will wait for future final locations for the water reserve foam.
That's a good feedback on all, Jack. And, yep, thanks for your help. Station Houston on space to ground 2 for any available crew.
Houston, with you on 2.
Perfect. We have about 5 minutes until a 30-minute LOS, and both you and Jack have activities. So I'd like to give you a preemptive go for your recycle tank drain, and he can also have a preemptive go for his O2 nominal config activity.
Okay, preemptive go for the UTS activity and the corporal activity for Jack right after the EVA airlock. So
that's a good read. Thanks, Sophie.
Thanks to you. Well, I still have you. Those helmets will need cleaning.
We copy. Station Houston on 2 for Jack or Chris and cargo ops.
Jack is listening.
All right, one more thing to offer up for you. You can temp stow those 3 water resupply tank foam cushions in the P6 inner corridor for now to get them out of the way. And we'll keep working on that final location for the cushions in future cargo ops.
You mean P6 of Cygnus?
A-firm.
Okay, good copy, Jack copies.
Huntsville Station on 2 for dump carts.
Huntsville with you on 2.
I'm ready to start a little bit early if you guys are ready for that. Looks like the first thing I do is go get the 96-well plate out of the microscope.
Okay, we are ready to support an early start, Jessica. But before you do get started, I just want to give you a heads up on the re-stow activity at the end of these ops. In step one of the stow note, it has you putting that long glove bag back in that CTB that you couldn't find this morning. What we'd like you to do is just go ahead and put that in the same CTB that the contingency kit goes into in step two, and that'll be CTB seal number 4342.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Thanks.
Okay, and with that, we have our PD, Dylan, standing by on Space to Ground 4 for you.
And Station Sophie on 2 for UTS.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
The uranium transfer compression hose is connected to the UPE film drain valve compressor port. And the UPE fuel drain valve is in the process position.
Copy all. That's a good config. Thank you.
You're welcome. And while I'm there, right in this location, I see that there is a medium priority data transfer, and I was going to do it unless you tell me not to. What do you think?
Checking.
Huntsville Station on 2, just checking if we'll be on 3 or if we're staying on 4 for the Dunkards.
And Jessica, the PD will be working with you on Space to Ground 4, and they are enabled.
All right, copy 4, thanks.
And for Houston, this activity is called Region PPSA downlink on the task list.
That helps, Sophie. Thanks. We're checking.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie.
We'll be on 2.
You are go for that task list activity.
Okay, go. Send Sophie on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
In step 3.3 of procedure 2.902 in the task list, the files are ready for downlink on SSC-7.
We copy SSC-7.
Yes, with respect. And Sophia 2, that's task complete.
We copy, Sophie. Thank you for knocking that out.
You're welcome, Julia.
Station Jets on 2, step 9 of Kappa.
Go ahead on 2, Jack.
In step 9, getting ready to put in the internal liners. I've not yet reinstalled the radiation shield side panels that I pulled out a couple days ago to help rotate the rack. I presume that those need to go in prior to the liner.
And, Jack, we're taking a look. We would have expected you to have put those back in place already. Give us 1 second to verify. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Casa.
Over, Jack.
All right, we did expect this to be in place already. I do have a procedure and step for you to copy to get those radiation shield panels back in place.
Of course.
We got 1.240 crew alternate sleep accommodation rotate, looking at step 2.5.
About 240, step 2.5.
Affirm, and you should have all the space and everything you need to get that done now before you close out the rest of your activity. Houston, airlock on 2. Houston's with you on 2, and you have a go in step 24.
Okay, perfect. I was going to see if I could start early. It sounds like that's step 24 of the bat ops term procedure then, and I can do that early.
Affirmative.
All right, excellent. Thank you. Houston, airlock on 2 for battery charge.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, it looks like I'm in the star block in step 32. I see pass, pass, fail, pass, pass. So the only one that reads fail is the 7280A chips.
Okay, we copy, and we'd like you to perform those extra steps in the star blocks there to see if there's any extra faults.
Great. Okay, I'm in the faults page, and then there's a link to another procedure. Do you want me to get into that other procedure, or just let you know what I see here on this faults page?
Just report what you see on the faults page for now, please.
Okay, it says faults, 0 hour, 0 minute, channel 2, post chips. 7280 alpha, 0 hour, 0 minute, Charlie, hardware, colon, 00, Foxtrot 8. Next line, 119 hour, colon, 24 minutes, channel 5, post chips, 7280 alpha, 119 hour, colon, 24 minutes, Charlie, hardware, colon, 00, Foxtrot 8.
We copy all, and you are go to continue.
Okay, copy all. Pick up in 33.
Houston station checks on 2 for step 9.11 of the class install.
Go ahead on 2, Jack.
9.11 calls for a class acoustic port plug, and I'm not sure what that is. I can't find it on the donut or anywhere else.
And, Jack, we'll check a location for you, but that's a plug that's going to plug up one of the ATU ports. We'll get right back to you.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Go ahead, Jess.
Hey, Julia, just checking in step 37. The execute note says just to record the charger 3 delta amp hours for channels 3 and 5, so you don't want the other channels, just 3 and 5 per the execute note.
That is correct, just 3 and 5.
Hey, copy.
And station Houston on 2 for Jack. No need to wait while we find that location for you. You are go to proceed in the CASA activity.
Okay, I'm pressing in the activity. I guess also related to that step, I'm not sure what it means when it says I'm not sure what the acoustic port plug is, and I'm not sure what the ATU hole is. There's a couple of, like, openings that are covered with, like, a netted fabric that's, you know, sewed in. There's not clearly a hole that a wire or a plug or whatever it is going to go through.
Jack, sorry we're distracted by your fantastic musical choice there. This should be a pretty noticeable square, like big square hole in the side marked with keep-out zones. It's not going to be a tiny little porthole. If it helps, there should be 2 right on top of one another, and we're just going to have you block one of them.
Yes, copy. Tim Station, checks on 2 for CASA, and step 9.14, it appears that LED in the GFCI is burnt out. It's passive power. I'll have to turn it on and off during the test.
We copy, Jack. We're checking the config. Station Houston on 2 for Jack. That's a good config. You are go to proceed. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and CASA. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and CASA.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're tracking some blockage, so I might lose you. But first, a question for you. Did you find those rectangles marked with the keep-out zones?
I did. About 4 by 3 inches, maybe 6 by 4 inches.
Okay, fantastic. So you're going to look for a rectangle of cloth that's going to fit exactly in that 6x4 slot. And that should be in the 1.0 CTB that you're using right now for your activity.
Okay, I'll have a look.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and upcoming myotones measurement at your convenience.
Munich from Sophie, I'm with you on 2.
Hi, good afternoon, Sophie. We have actually looked at your timeline, and to give you a little bit more preparation time between the myotones measurement and the VIP crew conference, we can offer you to start the measurement session as early as 18:15. So, of course, you still need to coordinate with Jessica as the operator, but that would be the earliest time that you could start. So thanks a lot for your entry in the crew note for that.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it, and I already talked to Jessica about that, and we'll start at 18:15. Great news. Thanks.
It's our pleasure, and an additional information in step 2.5, there is the measurement ID requested for you. We overlooked that in the execution note, so your subject ID for this measurement session is ID 001.
Copy, 001. Thank you.
That's a good copy. Thanks a lot.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew.
Houston, Station, Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack. We're calling about a crew note that Chris left earlier during his beam PMM gather activity. He said that you guys left an 8.0 CTB 5020 in Node 1 Deck 2. We just wanted to make sure that that hatchway is clear, and if it's not, we've got an alternative location.
Yeah, that hatchway is clear.
Okay, copy that. Thanks for affirming.
Station Jack's on 2 for step 3.5.2. Castle.
With you on 2, Jack.
Do you want this warning do not block AT to port area sticker on the pump out, or do you want it on the structure next to the ATU?
The structure next to the ATU would be perfect.
Thanks.
Unix station on 2 for myotones.
Go ahead on 2. We are with you.
Hello, Uwe. It was all going very well on sites 1 through 3, and we have proceeded to site 4, and I got a couple errors where I didn't get below the 3%. Of variation, so I did it again, but now I'm getting an error that says move into position, plastic deformation detected, and I don't see an option to remeasure it. Just the only things I can select are objects or cancel.
Clear checking.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and a lab camera encoder cycle.
Chris is with you on 2. I can help with that.
Perfect. Yeah, it looks like Lab 1's hung up for us down on the ground. I've got the location of that upstream cobalt brick and instructions if you need.
I think I know, but I'll take the brick number if you have it.
I do. I've got serial number 1326.
Copy, 1326, and I think it's like Lab Starboard 3 or 4, something like that.
Yeah, we're tracking Starboard 4 overhead.
Okay, start, 1, 2, 3, 6. I'll give that brick a power cycle.
That's 1, 3, 2, 6, and we appreciate your help.
1, 3, 2, 6. Got it.
Phoenix station on 2 for follow-up.
Jessica, go ahead.
While we were waiting for a response, it seems to have shut itself off. So do I just press the on button that's on the front of the unit?
And Jessica, we are just discussing it down here. Just give us a minute.
Okay, we'll stand by. Thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2, encoder power cycled.
We copy. Thanks. Checking.
Station Munich on 2 for Jessica and myotones.
Brad?
So we discussed here on ground, and actually what we propose is that you are first pressing the big button on the front side for getting back the display. then you can press cancel, because this is really the only option, and then you have to redo the measurement starting from step 2.4. So basically you need to redo also the measurements that you already did, because the sequence needs to be followed. So you will again start with measurement point 1.
Okay, copy.
So station checks on 2 for go, depart on permit.
And Huntsville with you on 2. We are go for you to power down Kermit. Before you do that, Jack, we do have one question. We're wanting to know what the serial number for the GFCI cable was that was used in the setup. That cable should be attached to the 120-volt power inverter.
Ready to shut down. Serial number is 1087.
Copy, 1087. Thank you, Jack.
Huntsville, do you want me to shut down the incubator controller as well, or is that running all night?
Stand by, Jack. We're checking.
Next station on 2.
Jessica, go ahead. We on 2.
Fortunately, I'm getting the same signature, and it's always on site number 4.
Okay, Jessica, we copy. That's really unfortunate. We are trying to contact the PD here, but right now I think I have to put you in standby for a few minutes.
Okay. There is also the objects I could select instead of cancel. I'm not sure what that would do.
And we are also checking this one.
Okay, copy.
Station Huntsville for Jack and Kermit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Jack, we are good for you to power down that controller. And also, while I've got you, I'd like to confirm that the media bag for BIMCART's activity was completed.
Next station on 2.
Munich is with you.
Good news, Uwe. I decided to just try it again, even though I still had that screen with the two options, and it did re-measure, and it was successful that time. So it was successful for 4, and it proceeded to 5, and then we were successful with 5, so we've gone all the way through.
That's very good news. Thanks a lot. We copy that. So at least we could finish that measurement. And I had an additional information for you. So at the end of the procedure, at step 4.2, there is the instruction to shut down the unit, but there is also the sliding switch on the backside. So once you have switched off the display, please also put the sliding switch in the off position, and there is a reference in figure 2 for that.
Okay, we copy all. We'll also turn off the switch. Thank you.
Observation checks on 2, BIMCART serial number 19 is deep thawing in the drawer, if that was your question.
Copy, that was, Jack. Thank you for confirmation. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Houston Station will be on GEMCAM 2 for our 1900 blue box, if that will work for you.
That works for us. Extend station on 2 for upcoming event.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Hey, Juliet, just given the current state of GEM and LSG, we have GEMCAM 2 configured. Just wanted you guys to know that, since usually we use 1.
Yep, we appreciate the heads up, and we've got the view right now. Looking good.
All right, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2. We have some very special guests in the room waiting to talk to you.
Hello? Do you hear me?
Hello, Mr. President. It's a pleasure for us to have you aboard the International Space Station with us, and we are very happy to spend a few minutes with you today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me. I have a lot of questions for you, but I try to give you two special questions, one in English and one in French. In English, I would like you mind, what can a president learn from an astronaut? That's the first question. And in French, a special question for the French ladies here. So, est-ce que vous êtes autorisé à boire du vin dans la station spatial international, est-ce qu'il existera un marché du vin dans l'espace? You know the difficulties of the wine in the world. I am a minister for agriculture, and it's a very interesting question for me. Thank you for the answer. Merci, and all the best.
Amazing questions, and I'll try to take a hit at the first one. I think one thing that I speak a lot about is the perspective that we gain from being up here in space and from looking down at the Earth below. And one thing that is very, very obvious when you see it from above is how interconnected everything is, all of the oceans, all of the land masses, and you understand that we are truly one human. Even though we do often impose all of these different borders and boundaries and emphasize our differences sometimes as individual countries and entities. So I think having that perspective of just being one humankind, I think would go a very long way. I always say, I wish I could bring all the eyes of all the humans up here, especially many of the world leaders, to have that sort of appreciation of the perspective that we're so privileged to have from up here.
Thank you.
The other thing I'll add to that is that the International Space Station is international, and it represents, we couldn't do this without working together. We couldn't do this without collaboration. And I think one thing that being up here just sort of reminds me is, we have an international crew, an international ground team. We have modules that are built in many different countries, and it really things like this, things that are truly incredible, really are enabled by us all working together. And I think that that's something that's really special and something that we're reminded of every day up here.
All right, so I think I'm going to switch to the last part of the French question. And sorry if I disappoint you, but no, there is no wine on board the International Space Station. And the reason is quite easy, actually, is that the molecule of alcohol is forbidden here because it causes problems for recycling the air and the water, and so it's something that, on board the International Space Station, 98% of the water is recycled, and so certain types of molecules cannot be processed by the system. They would clog the filters, or they would not enable this huge amount of recycling. So alcohol is one of them, and so, yep, there is no wine on board the International Space Station.
Thank you. I have an additional question. It's not possible to drink wine, but it's perhaps possible to see World Cup in the ISS. And this evening you have United States again, Belgium. Do you have the possibilities to see a moment, small moment, football match? And I am neutral, but I have a certain sympathy for US.
We actually have quite a bit of access to the internet and to what's going on down on Earth, to keep in touch with our families and to share the story of all the things that are going on up here. So we've been watching a little bit of the World Cup. We swapped satellites because we're going so fast around the Earth pretty quick, and every once in a while we drop, so we don't usually get to watch the whole game all at once live, but it's been fun to follow along and watch the World Cup together and play one of the biggest sports in the world.
Perhaps additional question, we have time, it's okay. As you see the Earth from the ISS, what are your feelings the first time, the second time, if it's the second time you go, it's always the same, what kind of emotion do you have?
The first time I saw Earth, it was like an extreme happiness, like euphoric. It was so joyful to see this beautiful sphere. It's almost perfect. It's, when you see it from above, it's like better than the most beautiful landscape you could see on Earth. You feel aligned, you feel joyful, you feel like, wow. And all of the cells in your body feel the same way, and so it brings this incredible feeling of being happy and also being connected to whatever happens on Earth, because these are your roots and you come from there. And all of the people that you love, that you interact with, are on this beautiful Earth, so it really brings a lot of happiness. And also, we were extremely lucky to see one of the most beautiful auroras that we've ever seen in our whole mission. That the aurora, literally
was across the entire Earth. And this is also was very powerful moment for me because you understand that, like, under the same sky, as was as Jessica was saying, like, everyone is under the same sky. We all share the same atmosphere. The auroras, it was, like, across the entire Earth. And so it really brings this feeling of unity of humanity on Earth and all of us traveling together in space, in the vastness of space.
Thank you. How long are you staying in the ISS this time?
I'll just add first to what Sophie said. This is my second mission, and I can tell you that you never lose that feeling. It never gets old to look down on Earth from above and how powerful it is. We are here for a couple different durations, actually. Chris has been up here almost 8 months already, and he flew up on a Soyuz vehicle, so he'll be leaving at the end of this month. And then Jack and Sophie and I flew on the Crew 12 Dragon, so we will be up here a little bit longer. We'll be up here through the middle to end of September. So our mission will probably be around 7 months, maybe a little bit more, and Chris's will be 8 months.
Thank you very much, and I wish you all the best for the mission. And it's certainly wonderful to be there, but I prefer to stay on the Earth, personally. So another time, all the best for you, the rest of the mission. Thank you very much for taking some moment to speak with the President of the Swiss Confederation. I don't know if you have a question for me.
I'll just share one thing. We had a very nice pass over Lake Geneva the other day, and I was even able to, with a big camera lens, see the Jadot in the lake, which was really cool.
Thank you. We say the Lac Léman in my canton because I'm from Canton de Vaud, but I know it's Lake of Geneva. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and c'était un réel plaisir de discuter avec vous. Je pense que la Suisse est un exemple parfait du côté multinational avec tous les langages, et donc vous savez déjà ce que c'est que la coopération internationale. Et on est ravis de vous avoir avec nous, avec Marco dans la promotion, et que la Suisse soit très présente dans les vols spatiaux habités. On a très très hâte de voir Marco Sieber ici à bord de la Station Spatiale Internationale.
Merci beaucoup madame, merci. Et si vous pouvez faire une photo du lac Léman et me l'envoyer, ça serait parfait. If you have the possibility to do a photo from the Lake of Geneva and to send to me in Bern, I would appreciate it. But I don't know if it's possible.
Yes, sir, it will be possible. We already have plenty of pictures of Lac Léman and Geneva because it's so beautiful that we already have them, and we'll make sure they come to you.
Thank you very much, and all the best another time. My wife is with me, and the ambassador, my head of communication, and the specialist of science, Switzerland. We visited just before Axiom Space, I think, between Switzerland and US, and ESA and NASA. We have a lot to do together in the interest of the humanity. Thank you very much for your job, and all the best.
Thank you very much, and nos hommages à toute l'équipe et à madame. Thank you again.
Houston, station on 2 for Pluto. Apologies for the delay. SSC-13 is now available for reconfig.
We copy 13. Thanks, Chris.